We're on with Doug McClure, Senior Vice President and Team Leader in Associated Bank's Commercial Banking Group. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me back on the show again.
Yeah, I want to begin today with the outlook, CEO outlook for the economy from a local level and from a global level, from a national level. CEOs seem to be having more and more concerns that 2023 might have some headwinds. Talk to us a little bit about what you're hearing.
Yeah, that's right, and that continues the theme of our last discussion. The question on everybody's minds maintains, you know, are we going to actually have a formal recession in 2023? We seem to have dodged that bullet in 2022. But whether it's formally called a recession or not, you know, if there is a pullback or a decline in growth in this upcoming 12 months, the question is, you know, how long will it last and how deep? Based upon the conversations we're having with our clients, all signs point to, you know, a potential mild recession. We ran a poll with our own clients and prospects, and 60% of them are actually preparing for a mild recession. But I do think that our CEOs are much better prepared this time around. I think the American economy is just generally more buoyed from the global economic headwinds that we might be facing. And a lot of it does tend to be very industry specific. So there might be some that are less touched, and there might be some that are more detrimental than others.
So let's talk a little bit about that survey. Talk to us a little bit about what those CEOs are doing to prepare.
Yeah, as it relates to the current demand that we're seeing in Q1, it's been holding pretty strong. So the question really has to present itself more in Q2, but you know, all the conversations that we're having is the open positions that they've got for their labor force will just go unfilled. Non-essential marketing and advertising might get trimmed. There's some record inventory levels we're sitting on right now, so getting leaner on inventory, cleaning up that balance sheet is certainly an area of focus. And then lastly, I think longer-term investments just might get trimmed a little bit. So new spend on capital expenditures or a new piece of equipment might get delayed. And the research and development costs that for long-term product innovation might get trimmed as well.
What sectors are more concerned and what sectors are less concerned?
Sure. I think the areas that we've seen this far, especially with 2022 that had some challenges, was it really retail failed. Fared a little poorer than the rest of the economy. The housing sector, you know, new mortgage applications, new first home buyers have been very much impacted. Part of that was simply just mortgage rates started to elevate, and part of it was where home prices had gone to. The housing stock has limited inventory right now. And it's interesting, even within industry verticals like that, you know, we started to see some home renovation and maintenance start to pick up. You know, as you stay in your home for longer, you're starting to look around and looking at the walls that need to be painted or floors that need to be improved, et cetera. So even when you see less folks moving within homes, you also see them spending, you know, more and more on the places they're staying for a little longer.
The data points that CEOs seem to be focusing in on that I don't think the public is getting a better read on are the supply chain, inflation, some other areas. Supply chain issues have almost worked themselves out. Inflation seems to be coming down. Talk to us a little bit about how those are on the minds of CEOs.
Sure. I think in general, the quantity of retail and e-commerce that boomed in 2020 and 2021 started to ease. Even the cost of container ships, which increased to around $24,000 per container, are back down to normal levels at $3,000. So even the cost of getting things back from overseas is reduced. And part of that had caused people to you know, just carry more inventory levels on their balance sheet. Now that the supply chain has started to clean up just a little bit, I wouldn't mind seeing some of our clients start to ease some of those inventory levels back down. Another area that our clients have expressed a lot of focus on have been in diversifying their supply chain and supplier base. So not depending on one country for importing the suggested goods, near shoring or reshoring. So trying to find things that are more in North America or American made alternatives. And on the inflation side, you know, we did get some good news. In November, December, we did see a lower than anticipated inflation CPI rates. So I think we were expecting things in the 7%. It's still elevated, but 6.5% was the recent print that we saw. And that's comparing to, you know, a peak inflation level around 9%. A lot of that is driven by what the Fed has been doing to increase the Federal Reserve rates. And we are seeing some impact to reduce that, the inflated levels that we've been seeing.
Yeah, and so I know one big CEO that I saw this interview with recently said that even though inflation's coming down, prices that his company oversees, and it's a consumer goods products company, will likely keep going up. Are you seeing that locally? Are there companies that even though inflation is getting better, they still see themselves raising prices?
Yes, again, selectively based upon certain commodities that we're talking about. Obviously, when you see a 6.5% inflation level, clearly that's still year over year a pretty sizable amount. So we're looking at both year over year adjustments as well as month to month as it relates to inflation. The inflationary pressures we've seen before, we've seen the increases continue, however, at a much more balanced level. So another way that the Fed has been reacting to this as well is that we were kind of waffling between the 50 and 75 basis point rate hike in December and between the 25 and 50 rate hike next week in early February. Turns out that the Fed, based upon the numbers they saw, only increased at the lower level of that range at 50 basis points, and they're expecting 25 basis points next week.
I want to go back to a couple of things just to make sure our listeners heard them and let you expand on them just a little bit. One of them is you said that the CEOs that you've surveyed don't plan on cutting jobs. That's always usually one of the big impacts of a recession is we see big job cuts. That seems like pretty good news.
Yeah, that's right. And it tends to be a leading indicator of a formal recession. I think the irony for where the economy is right now is, you know, though there was some declines in Q2 and Q3 GDP last year, unemployment, you know, just remains at record lows. It actually decreased in December back down to 3.5%. The number that we keep quoting is that there's still 10 million open jobs across the United States right now. So we tend to be looking at more on a macro level at those open jobs reducing, because obviously those will be the first ones to go should they see a decline in orders. And our clients, we did another poll on labor cost expectations for 2023. They're actually anticipating labor costs to increase around 5% compared to the prior year.
One of the other things that I wanted to highlight was the level of investment moving forward. The CEOs, at least in this national global survey, said that while they're, you know, cutting corners here and there and pulling back on some things, their plans for investment moving forward aren't slowing down. That also seems like pretty good news.
Yeah, I think it's driven by two things as well. Obviously, the fact that there's demand to support additional capital investment is certainly one thing. But where the supply chain has gotten, they started to realize that they became a little bit too dependent on the international economy. So having things in-house or around their more local geography and economy is certainly helpful to make sure that they can fulfill the demand should there be any increases going forward. Secondly, we mentioned that labor still remains tight. So with open jobs at specific locations, if they can't fill it with labor capital, you know, they're looking for investment capital. So they're looking for machinery to automate, you know, what they can't fill for open jobs right now. So, yeah, we certainly see it. And CapEx for 2022 has continued into Q1 of 23 here. And the question remains is, do we see it at the back half as well?
Yeah, one of the things that I saw, as a matter of fact, I just saw this article yesterday that industrial occupancy in the Chicago area is at it's a historic low. So there's more warehouses being built, there's more industrial capacity being put in, and demand for that remains very high.
Yeah, that's right. That's been very much the bright spot for commercial real estate. Office has had a bit of a difficult time as a lot of employers have tried to encourage return to work versus work from home. However, the industrial commercial real estate market remains, you know, fairly strong with a lot of folks expanding either into new locations or to larger locations to fulfill their demand.
Doug, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks for setting this up. You can always reach out to me on LinkedIn, or you can send me an email at Doug, D-O-U-G, dot McClure, M-C-C-L-U-R-E, at associatedbank.com.
Thanks, Doug. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Steve.